deeds of the body to be controlled are the words preached by senior pastor during 1995 summer retreat. I explained about Jesus' thoughts, hearts, eyes, ears, lips, and actions as what we should resemble. I also explained how our thoughts and hearts should be changed to become true children who resemble the Lord. From the fourth session, I've talked about our heart. To think like the Lord, that is, the good heart and the spiritual thought, the heart must be filled only with truth without untruth and evil. We think our thoughts are ours, but these thoughts are controlled by the enemy, devil, and Satan. You got to remember this. You may think, this is my thought, this is my feeling, and this is my decision. But the decision based on your thoughts and feelings are controlled by the enemy, devil, and Satan. But if your thoughts are spiritual thoughts, identical to the thoughts of God, it is so pleasing, right? You'll be pleased. If your thoughts are spiritual thought and you are completely, obeying the guidance of the Holy Spirit, if you feel like that and you don't know to be like that, you gotta have no untruth in your heart. As long as you have untruth in you, your thoughts are controlled by the enemy, devil, and Satan. So as long as there are untruths and evils in the heart, Satan can force us to think in a fleshly way through our thoughts, which will lead us to do things that are against the will of God. So if you want to become a true children who resemble the Lord, you have to check your heart all the time in great detail. Your thought, your feelings, you may listen to others, right? Then you cannot discern whether it is true or not, and you listen. Then you can be easily controlled by the enemy, devil, and Satan. You feel, you hear, you cannot discern whether it is truth or not. If you can discern it, then you can follow the truth. But it's not easy, I know. You may think your thoughts are yours. Even though your thoughts are controlled by the enemy, devil, and Satan, you think your thought is yours, and you do the deeds belong to the untruth. Well, did I have fleshly thought? Someone said, the enemy, devil, and Satan, captivated my thoughts and heart, and I'm so troubled. Well, don't think like that. All you got to do is change your heart. Think you have got nothing to do with the enemy, devil, and Satan. And at the same time, you cast off untruth from you. Then the enemy, devil, and Satan cannot control you. So, usually people think that their heart is one. However, our heart is composed of several ones. As explained in Romans chapter 7, in our heart, there are a heart of obvious truth, nature, and including conscience, and a heart of obvious untruth. We have to cast off not only a heart of obvious untruth, but also nature, including conscience, to resemble our Lord. We accepted the Lord as our Savior. We love God. We sing praises and tears. Many Christians do. However, they don't even understand what is a heart of obvious untruth. They envy. They are jealous of others. They judge and condemn. It is the obvious untruth, right? But they don't even feel it. They don't even realize they are doing that while committing sin. However, what about mom in congregation? You know it is obvious untruth. You feel sorry for not being able to cast them off yet. But you understand what is obvious untruth. So you have to get rid of this obvious untruth in nature and conscience to resemble the Lord. So far, I told you about conscience and evil in nature. You think your conscience is right and correct, and your conscience becomes the standard of your discernment. However, our conscience is different from each other, okay? Especially according to the Word of God, Our conscience are not right all the time. Many times, you use your conscience as a standard to discern many things. But you gotta make judgment, you gotta discern by the standard of truth. Especially if it is a church, then you gotta discern everything by the standard of truth. It is a sanctuary. You call for the name of the Lord, name of Father God, but you act against the will of God. Then Father God cannot be with you. Everything you do, your thoughts and judgment and discernment should be done by the standard of this truth. So, if you want to change, you got to realize and understand that your conscience is different from the truth. If you don't think like that, you're arrogant. You have to check whether your conscience is, how much your conscience resembles and identical to the truth. And you have to discover and cast off your self-righteousness and frameworks. Today, I'm going to talk about nature. And if it is the heart with no untruth, how to make that heart bigger by filling it with the truth. Big heart is the heart that resembles heart of Father God, right? So I will tell you how to do it. Now, nature is the fundamental foundation of each person's heart. This nature depends not only on the energy inherited from parents innately, but also on what kind of environment one accepts in one's lifetime. And based on this nature, conscience is made up. If you think about nature, you may think about the something that you inherited from your parents, right? But it is also composed of what you accepted from your environment. So think about your siblings. You are different. Your natures are different from each other, right? So your nature is not only dependent on the something that you inherited from your parents, but it also depending on what you accepted from the environment you're in. And based on this nature, your conscience is made up. So even if you find evil in your conscience, you gotta take a look at your nature, which is most the fundamental foundation of your heart. And you gotta find evil in it to accomplish perfect sanctification. So you know Job, right? In case of Job, he was upright. He was called righteous. However, the evil in his nature should be revealed. That's why he underwent, you know, refinement. After that, you know, he became sanctified. So you have always take a look at your conscience and your nature by understanding how your conscience is made up. And you got to take a look at and examine your characteristics. Now, evil in nature is deeper than the evil in conscience. Okay? Evil in nature is deeper hidden than the evil in conscience. Without truth, you cannot easily find your evil in conscience. However, that evil in nature is even hidden deeper than the evil in conscience. Well, nature can be likened to nature of the earth, that is, soil. If you get rid of, you know, rocks and some, you know, weeds, and though that, you know, that soil looks, you know, quite good, seems quite good. I mean, if there are no plants, then you can easily, by looking at it, that whether it is good or not. However, once there are plants are planted, and then if the plants grow up, then you cannot easily see whether it is a good soil or not. So with the gospel of holiness, if you get rid of them, then you cannot easily find the evil in your nature. But this gospel of holiness helps you find that nature, evil in nature. So you may feel like, you may feel sometimes from time to time, you're struggled. Am I this evil? I still have evil in my nature or conscience. It's still there. I thought I got rid of them. One day, you know, you feel so happy, but the other day you feel troubled because, you know, you find some evil in your nature. Well, this doesn't belong to me, you know. I was forced to have this one. Well, that's the nature. Trace of evil that is hidden deep in your nature. And that's what you discovered. So, you need refinement. In certain cases, I'm talking about the evil in nature, right? And it's difficult to find, you know, the nature and evil in nature, right? Worldly people, you know, easily, you know, reveal their, you know, deeds, and they don't care about their evil or some ill feelings in their heart. You know, in communication with others, you know, or in relations with others, you know, they can easily reveal their evil, or they, you know, even though they have evil in their heart, you know, they don't even realize it. They just live with that. And they complain and they argue with people. However, once we decide to change with the Word of God, then we can discover those evil in our heart and thoughts and nature and conscience. Even though you think you changed a lot, to make the perfect, you gotta discover and cast off the evil in your nature. So in order to help you, even though you seem in a good person, Father God allows you to undergo refinement so that the evil in your nature can be revealed. There are people who seem changed a lot. They prayed fervently and they worked faithfully. In time of peace, you know, their evil cannot be easily revealed, right? But when they got lazy, then their evil in their nature can naturally and smoothly comes out. Some people, but most of the time, through refinement, the evil in their nature comes out. We can find an example in the Bible. It was Job. Before refinement, he couldn't find any evil in him. When he faced refinement, however, he grudged against God, and he even ignored the advice of his friends. And then read all those words that Job, you know, spoke out when he was under refinement. And compare that with the confession of Job after he was refined. You can't be like, you know, Job. You may find you may have, you know, two faces. You gotta acknowledge that you may have the mask of the evil man because of or due to the evil in your nature and conscience. However, that evil in your nature and conscience can come out when someone hurts your feeling, when someone gives you ill feelings. Now, when you are bothered, goodness should come out. But instead, you judge and condemn others and you argue. It doesn't belong to you. It was hidden in you originally. You have to discover this kind of stuff in your Christian life. Now, we are undergoing refinement well now. Now, there are people who backslide during the refinement. But Father God does not refine you like that. The evil in our nature, we cannot say, you know, Father God refines us. Okay? We undergo refinement because of that evil in our nature. Father God put us into the refinement, and all our evils are being revealed out. We thought we cast them off. Of course, we changed a lot. We changed a lot for sure in the past. However, because of the leftover or the hidden, the evil in our nature is being revealed in this time of revival. Now, you realize that, you acknowledge it. Now, get rid of it and don't reveal it anymore. By casting off through prayers and fastings, after repenting it, don't get irritated. Don't hate it. Don't hate people. Don't get troubled in your heart because of others. Don't get lazy in praying. It becomes all walls of sin before Father God. It is the acts of no faith. You have piled up your faith. Why are you losing that faith? Now, I ask you to put back. Put it back. You can do it. Of course, we need refinement. And as you undergo refinement, it hurts. However, it hurts because it hurts because, you know, the evil in your nature comes out. As you've discovered, now think you died and get rid of it with prayers and fastings. Close your eyes, close your ears, and look at and listen to and speak only the truth. And look at yourself only, not others. And concentrate on the evil that you found and get rid of it. That's what Job did. He revealed all those evil. Father God didn't reveal him. Father God refined Job in order to make him perfect and righteous. When Father God refined him and rebuked him, he realized and accepted all his evils, and he changed. We can be like him. We have prayed. We have fasted. Surely we have teachings of our senior pastor in our heart. Why can't I control it anymore? I thought I was able to before. Don't think like that. You're under refinement. You may think your heart may be devastated. However, think again. You're in the process of refinement. Father God revealed, Father God put you in refinement so that you can see and find your evil. Now, you should be thankful for being able to discover it, and you gotta get rid of it. This is something I found when I was in the second level of faith. Admit it. I still had a trace of adulterous mind, trace of judgment and condemnment, and unforgiving. Pray for it. Get rid of it. And change. Just like Job changed. That's the love of Father God. To help you refined and changed. Father God waited until Job changed. He knew the heart of Job. He knew that Job would surely change. However, when he was revealing evil out, he waited. He feels sad. However, he was sorry, but he changed. He waited until Job changed. Father God is God, love itself. He embraced him. Okay, I know you have evil in your nature. It comes out. I know, but I will wait for you until you change. And he met Job, rebuked him, and Job realized and he admitted it and he changed completely. Refinement, before refinement and after refinement, what is more valuable to you? Then you will realize yourself after refinement will be more valuable. You'll realize it. No matter how much you revere God, and of course you don't commit sin in action. What if you cannot go to a better in the heavenly kingdom? But through this refinement, you find your evils in your nature, and you get rid of it through fastings and prayer. You will become even bigger person and bigger man in heaven. So Job realized there was evil in his nature. So we need the evil, the refinement. What about David? He was called a man after God. He had such a good heart. He loved God and his people. However, his reveal was also revealed in his nature, the evil in his nature. He took wife of Uriah, Bathsheba. And when she became pregnant, David laid Uriah killed by Gentiles. Adulterer's mind was triggered in his nature, and his evil in his nature revealed, and he committed murder. But why God chose David, calling him a man after God, and used him? You know, David chose goodness. He did goodness. He showed only goodness before Father God. Even when you know, King Saul tried to kill him. But long after that, his evil in nature was revealed. Father God knew that David had that kind of evil in his nature. But Father God called him, he was man after God. So, why did he use him? Why did he call him a man after God? Why? Because right after God knew that David would repent right away and accept any kind of retribution with a humble mind and heart, and forgiven of his sin, and cast off his evil in his nature. He knew it. Without refinement, we cannot find evil in our nature. We cannot enlarge our heart. The enemy, devil, and Satan will put us into troubles. But as we look into God by firm faith, admit that we got evils in our heart and nature, and change by piling up goodness over goodness, and that's a blessing. You may find some difficulties and your heart might be hurt in the process, but you can become eventually a great man. That's what Father God wants. That's the fruit through human cultivation. So don't be afraid of refinement. Don't avoid it. Well, Father God does not give this kind of refinement just anyone. Only to those who are able to overcome. Only those who can cast them off through refinement. You know, Father God allows. And that refinement will turn into blessing to such people. Now, what kind of refinement are you under? Because of your evil, and are you tired? Are you bothered? Are you hurt? And do you hurt others at the same time? As you're attacked, are you attacking others? What do you speak during the refinement? What is your thought during this refinement? Do you pray for others' blessing? Do you understand others? Or you want to take a rest? You want to put down your duty? Do you forget the happiness when you are with senior pastor? Well, another reason I could stand before you like this that helped me decide to stand before you. So, refinement before you. Refinement over you. Turn it into a blessing. Don't set back. Don't slide back. Don't, you know, when the enemy devil and Satan, you know, hurt you, evils come out, and you got tired, you got afraid. No, overcome it. And show the enemy, devil, and Satan that you can win. Refinement. You are born as more beautiful fruit. Be proud and become pleasing fruit in the sight of God. Father God believes in us. He wants to be glorified through the shepherd He set up. And that's why He is refining us. And He is refining every one of you in order to make you come to New Jerusalem. Wow, the evil in our nature is being revealed. I got this evil in our nature. I worked so hard to make my heart a sincere heart. But it's too much. Well, don't get bothered. Don't get tired. Cheer up and do it again. Through refinement, Job and David, their hearts became even better and more complete. After getting rid of the untruths in their nature, they received both in spirit and body. So, if you want to make complete spirit, whole spirit, with no evil at all in your heart, then you gotta change your heart by the truth, by revealing and getting rid of evil in your nature and in conscience. Now, please. Now, ill feelings come out. You know, nobody recognizes me. You know, even though I'm doing well, I'm not recognized. I'm not being recognized. People don't acknowledge me. Or, I don't like that man. He betrayed this church. She betrayed this church. She betrayed me. Are you revealing this kind of evil? And are you bothered with that kind of thought? By evil in your nature and conscience. Do you speak by that? And you will eventually lose your faith. And your heart field will become devastated. Are you going to? No way. The hatred, jealousy, ill feeling, complaint, you know, argument, being selfish, that kind of narrow heart, those will make your heart devastated again. In this time of refinement, don't be like that. Now, do you want to cultivate your heart field again? The one senior pastor comes back? No. Look back on your refinement when senior pastor is not around. Some people lost their, you know, energy or heart. They want to take a rest. Well, then where is your hope for heaven? Is your faith true? Think about forefathers of faith. When they were under refinement, what did they do? They even risked their life. That's true. That's the truth. That's the faith of martyrdom. The faith of martyrdom is at the end of the third measure of faith. Just show it. Through the time of refinement, my faith has grown up. I thought my measure of faith was not on even on the rock of faith. But I'm now showing the faith of martyrdom. So, now, my faith is on the rock of faith. But your faith was the faith of spirit. The revelation that Father God gave, don't judge it. Senior pastor said, don't judge the revelation of God. All those revelations that God gave to senior pastor has never been wrong. But they were, senior pastor will judge, senior pastor will take care of all those processes that were taken in dealing with those revelations. It will be done by senior pastor once he comes back, when he comes back. But all those revelations, all those works done by this church, don't judge. That's what senior pastor said. If you ever thought, if you ever judged and condemned what happened in the church, please don't. You lost your faith if you did that. If you have a sincere heart and full assurance of faith, in any kind of situations, you will not be shaken. So don't lose your faith by the work of the enemy, devil, and Satan. When there is storm, some fruits fall down from the trees. That fruits were looked so beautiful in spring, summer, and fall. But before harvest, there is a storm, and some fruits fall down to the ground. We thought they were good fruits, but they fell down. But those good fruits that don't fall down will be picked by the farmers. However, Father God feels sorry even by looking at those fallen fruits. There are people who are still here. If you lost your fullness, Are you lazy at your doing your, you know, given duties? Think about the love and grace of Father God, grace that you received through our senior pastor. If you still have it, ignite it again. And overcome this refinement. Then your faith will surely grow up. Someone does not do your job. Someone else gave up their job, abandon it. Then you take the job and do it. Take this chance. If we discover and cast out evil in our conscience and nature, then our hearts become the heart of truth, that is, spirit. Then Proverbs 4:23 says, "Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life." Here, the life doesn't only refer to salvation. Okay? Watch over your heart. The heart refers to the heart of spirit. With all diligence, from it, you know, flow the springs of life. Okay? Here, the life doesn't only refer to your salvation. You can even help others get this life. Since you have truth in your heart, thoughts and deeds are also the thoughts and acts of goodness and truth. And you give out the fragrance of Jesus Christ. And you give pleasure and happiness to others, as well as life. When your heart is filled with only the truth, then whatever you wish for will be for the glory of Father God. Even your personal wish will be answered. You will receive blessing. You give life to others. That is what in the Proverbs 4:23 means. Okay? From it flow the springs of life. On the other hand, when there is untruth and evil in the heart, you cannot keep the heart. Why? You cannot keep your heart. We cannot keep your mind. You cannot keep your lips and mind. God told us to rejoice all the time. So you want to rejoice. However, when it is not in accordance with your idea, then you get upset. You cannot pray. Even though you want to pray because God tells you to do not cease to pray, do not cease praying, you may change your mind. Because I'm tired, I was in the prayer tomorrow. Think about Ananias and Sapphira. The members of the early church sold their belongings and they made offerings and they helped others. So Ananias and Sapphira made up their mind to do so. However, because of greed in their hearts, they changed their mind. And they even, you know, told a lie. This is our heart. We have, you know, evil heart and good heart. Heart of truth, heart of untruth. Changed hearts, unchanged heart. When it is okay, then we can find only the good heart of goodness. However, when the situation is not right, then the heart of goodness is pressed down and the heart of untruth and evil comes out. Now, when other people do so, then please understand them and embrace them. We also have these two hearts. And that same case, the same chance can be applied to others too. So embrace them. They may have many hearts of goodness, but because of the situation, their heart of, you know, evil may come out. So feel sorry for them and pray for them and embrace them. Don't judge them. Hey, he betrayed. He lost his faith. I cannot be with him. Don't be like that. Embrace them more. Understand them more. Understand, admit that you got many hearts. Hearts of untruth and hearts of goodness. Hearts of truth. Well, something bothers him a lot. Something bothers her a lot. And remember when he was full of the Spirit. And wait for them. So, just like the members of the early church, you know, they also decided to give what they got by selling what belongs to them. But once they sold what they belonged to them, you know, greed came out. Then if you read Acts 5, 3 and 4, it says, but Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back some of the price of the land? While it remained unsold, did it not remain your own? And after it was sold, was it not under your control? Why is it that you have conceived this deed in your heart? You have not lied to man, but to God. Don't be like this. When you're full of the Holy Spirit, we give offerings, we give offerings when we do good deeds. But when you're not full of the Holy Spirit, then we feel sorry for what we gave before. Then remember this Ananias and Sapphira. You have similar mind like Ananias and Sapphira's. You used to work hard. Nobody forced you to work hard like that. This church never forced you to do so. In our meetings, you know, we were taught the truth. This church never forces you to give offerings. This church doesn't. When you're full of the Holy Spirit, you are so grateful and you gave offerings. But you lost your fullness, and because of the fleshly thought, which is controlled by the enemy, devil, and Satan, and greed and evil came out, and you feel sorry for what you gave before. That's the case of Ananias and Sapphira. Their thoughts and minds were controlled by the enemy, devil, and Satan, and because of that, the greed came out, and they even lied. Then, the soul of Ananias left, and his wife Sapphira also lied, and she died. When they were full of the Holy Spirit, they made up their mind to give everything to God. However, once they saw money, they changed their mind as greed came out. And they changed their mind, and they lied. Satan works through this heart of untruth, the process of soul. Since Satan controls the heart, they deceive the man of God, and they even try to deceive the Holy Spirit. Such people who are under the control of Satan are the man of soul. That's why the Bible says their soul left them. However, God does not take life away from people who act like Ananias and Sapphira nowadays, right away. Father God waits until you change. But Father God recorded the case of Ananias and Sapphira in order for you to understand how grave sin it is to lie and deceive man of God and God Himself. Even though you are not dying right away, if you don't keep the truth in your heart, but pile up evil and untruth, then you will eventually lose your life. So, how can we keep our hearts? We must put the truth in a vessel called the heart. We gotta have truth in our heart first. First, we gotta cast off untruth in our heart and cultivate our heart field as a good field. 1 Corinthians 3:9 says, "For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building." And in chapter 13 of Matthew, Jesus compared the heart of man to four different kinds of heart field, like a field by the road and a stony field and the field of thorns and good field. And Jesus told us to cultivate our heart field into good field. And we learned how to do it. As we don't do what Father God tells us not to, then we can cultivate it. It's like in the cast of sin to the point of shedding blood, cast of evil, don't hate, don't get upset, don't commit adultery, don't lie, don't covet what belongs to neighbors. As you do so, you can cultivate your heart field. As you do so, evils come out from your heart as you obey it. But if you do against what Father God tells you not to, then you are devastating. You are devastating your heart field again. You are judging, condemning others after you cultivate your heart field. You cannot maintain that good field. You are devastating your own field. There are some, you know, toxic remnants from the plant, from the factory. There are people, you know, who, you know, put that in, you know, the toxic remnants under the ground. And it takes, you know, a lot of much longer time and money, and needed much money to put that in a field into normal field. Now, you cultivated your heart, but you put, you know, I mean, you hate people and you judge others and condemn others. You are devastating your heart field again. So first, you have to cultivate your heart field. And second, once you have cultivated your heart field into good soil, then you must now fill your heart with beautiful goodness. The good field is just the field with no evil, but it is not ready to bear fruit. So, as you do, keep what Father God tells you to keep and do what Father God tells you to do, that's the process of planting the words of God. They keep the commandments, do goodness, love, forgive, rejoice, give thanks, pray, help others, be in peace. If you do so, then you are planting the words of God and you will, you know, you will bud out. And third, you are to be perfect by your deeds. You know? We gotta obey what God, Father God tells us to do until the deeds become perfect. Don't stop in the middle. You do it for a year and then you stop? No. Until those deeds become perfect, you gotta do it until the Lord comes back. In order to do so, you definitely need the help of the Holy Spirit. As you receive the guidance of the Holy Spirit, you can fill your heart with the truth. And in order to, and as you, you know, live according to the desire of the Holy Spirit, you can keep your heart. In order to do so, you gotta pray fervently. If without prayer, you cannot keep your heart. You cannot pray. Your lips. These lips are so small in our body. However, there are people, many people don't control their own tongue and lips. These lips and tongue can become poison that kill others and not only yourself. So, to control your heart, you gotta pray fervently. If you cast off obvious untruths from your heart and then fill your heart, not only the heart but also nature, with the truth, then your heart itself becomes spirit itself. How beautiful it will be. Well, is this something against the will of God? Well, is it evil? You don't need to be nervous. As your heart and nature and conscience all become truth itself, then your heart itself is spirit. So, as you fill your heart only with the truth, then your spirit can your spirit can revive. If you do so, then you can become the partaker of the divine nature that resembles the heart of Father God. You gotta do this process. You gotta do this work. There are too many things to do, right? You have to get rid of obvious untruths. You gotta get rid of evil in your nature, in your conscience, then your spirit. Now, that's not it. In order to be making the perfect spirit or whole spirit, you have to become the partaker of the divine nature. You need that kind of procedures to become a man of whole spirit. You gotta resemble heart of Father God. How can you do so? You gotta enlarge the heart of heart. Enlarge the size of heart. What I'm saying is that your heart is filled only with the truth. Now, you have to enlarge and expand the heart. You gotta heart vessel even greater, so that the truth can be in the 10%, it can be bigger by 10%, by 20, 30. Matthew 5:48, the Lord said, therefore you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Is it too difficult? You don't want to do that? Because it's too difficult? That is too narrow? It's so hard to cast off your own evil, but you gotta even love your neighbor. I mean, even, you know, love your even enemies. You gotta bless them. You gotta help them. I helped them, but they did evil to me. But, you know, I pity them. I want to help them more. I want to give them more love so that, you know, they would not. If you feel like this, if you think like this, well, is it too difficult? You don't want to do it? Well, you want to do it, huh? Even though it is difficult, huh? Why? Because it is to resemble Father God. It is the way to go to New Jerusalem. That, for that reason, you are staying here in this church. In order to go to New Jerusalem, you are here. Now, you want to go to New Jerusalem. Are you going to devastate your heartfelt again? No! That's not mommy members. But that's not the gospel of holiness. You gotta love, you gotta embrace, you gotta understand. That's what you gotta do, right? You have done that. Now keep on doing it. I gotta finish until the first in the morning service is done. Well, what about the size of God's heart? His heart is wider than the entire universe. It's limitless. There is no boundary. He planned and created the entire universe. But that's not man's heart. As the heart revives the dead spirits and fills the heart only with the truth, then the heart will become bigger and bigger. Everybody has different heart size. Someone has a, you know, his heart is as big as, you know, a Pacific Ocean. Someone's heart is as small as a needle. They have all different sizes of heart. Why? Because of soul and untruth. Our heart was not truth itself. We used to have untruth and soul. Our heart filled was limited to the size of the contents in our brain. Okay? The knowledge explained in the spirit and soul body is something you learn from in your life as well as the things that you're born with. Okay? So people's heart size can be different from each other. Okay? Depending on how you react to your parents or your students or your co-workers or your fellow students, depending on what you did, and you know, your heart, the size of your heart can be different. If you just, you know, argue, if you're so selfish, then your heart vessel is, your heart field is, and, I mean, your size of heart is so narrow and small, right? Depending on what you did and what you put in, your heart can be very small. The man of a narrow mind cannot understand even their family. Now, what you think about is here is that the more untruths and evil in your heart, the smaller the size of your heart is. But the heart of our Father God is limitless. But people try to judge and measure the heart of Father God by the standard of His own heart size and judge what Father God does. It is so wrong, isn't it? Isaiah 55 verse 9 says, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts." As long as we have untruth in our heart, we cannot understand or believe Father God's heart and plans. What Father God does something before our eyes. But we cannot see it as long as we have, you know, small mind because of the untruth. Then we leave God. There are people like that. And they cannot see the big picture of God. And they complain. And they judge what Father God does. The things done in this church by Father God, don't try to judge it with your own thought and heart. Someone asks you whether it is right or wrong. Some says, you know, Jesus is not in this church. Well, I cannot understand those people who say that. We love Father God. We love our Jesus Christ. We only live as Father God in our heart, in the center. It is triune God. When we glorify our Father God, our Lord is also glorified. Now, when Father God is glorified, did our Lord, you know, hate it? No. We gotta discern all things by the word of God. Father God set this church and set this shepherd. If it is not, then people cannot be healed through the prayer with the handkerchief that our senior pastor prayed on. That's the heart of our Father God. That's the will of our Father God. You gotta understand and feel the heart of Father God. Understand His heart and obey His will and heart. Our heart is limited. Father God is far away. So I can understand Him. Well, He shows His works before us. His manifestations of His power. We can see it. We have witnessed it. The power we see yesterday and today. We have witnessed the testimonies of people. You know, she couldn't walk well because of the problem with her legs. She couldn't be healed by medical technology. She suffered a lot. But by the power of God, she attended the summer retreat. She got strength back. And she can walk without any pain. She looked like a soldier. Wow, she looked like a young lady. But I looked at her again and then she walked like, you know, like a soldier. This is what Father God did. Through this church, through a shepherd, Father God is still being glorified. It is the will of Father God. You can discern it, right? That's what you got to do. Of course, since our heart is limited, our heart is not filled completely with the truth entirely. It's not perfect yet, but we can discern the will of God. So your untruth, you know, forces you not to understand the will of Father God. But don't judge what Father God does. And these untruths in you make you small. You can understand others. You can judge others. You can give troubles to others. That's narrow mind. So far, I told you about how to enlarge your heart. Okay? Because of the evil in our nature, we undergo trials to cast it off and become holy. And then we got to enlarge our heart vessel to make it perfect in the heart of spirit. And make it whole spirit, out of all spirit. And as long as we have narrow-minded, you know, we hate others, you know, we don't want to understand others. But you got to change it, okay? Now, but the heart of whole spirit is a big heart. Since the nature of God is goodness and spirit, as we fill our heart with the goodness and love and spirit, our heart will become bigger and bigger. December of 2019, I hope use this month to make your heart as this. And I'll tell you about the forefathers of faith who had this kind of heart, big heart. Think about the history of Manmin and history of your faith. If you devastated your heart field even a little bit, please turn back and pray to Father God to give you strength to cultivate your heart field again to make it perfect. Think about the message and pray together.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and internet all over the world. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues, and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever go away from them. Protect them, Father, from any kind of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's disease, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from the polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes. Let the deaf come to hear and let the mute begin to speak. Heal accidents after effects. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells and bring the dead back to life. Bless them to conceive a baby. Father, please give them blessing to conceive a baby. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their homes and business, and their work with the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they may do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I have met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.